We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, hello.
Another stunner at the State Fair. Well done, Paul.
Thank you, thank you. Yep, yeah, people are waving with all their fingers,
which I
appreciate every single day. By the way, Randy Shaver coming up at 3:35 to talk about his new battle with prostate cancer and to issue a challenge and a warning to every man and every spouse.
Absolutely.
Or girlfriend.
Absolutely.
You need to stay tuned for that. Randy's own story coming up at 3:35.
3:35.
But we are honored to have a very special guest in our midst, Jordana.
I'm so happy to have Mike Vec here because he's possibly the most positive person that you will ever come across in your entire life.
Can I have what you're having?
Really? I don't know what he's having, but it's awesome.
Are you high on the Saints?
I'm high on the fair. I love this fair. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I walk around here and look at this and go, this is like a macro of what we try to do with the Saints. It's like the greatest thing in the history of the world.
It is amazing. I had somebody in Iowa arguing with me online. Now, the Iowa Fair is better,
Paul. Please.
I haven't been to the Iowa Fair. I'm sure it's lovely.
Oh, don't even engage.
But, yeah, there is. I agree with you, Mike. This is a very special slice of Minnesota. Everything in one spot.
Yeah, when we had the when we were still at Midway, my wife and daughter would come every year for two or three days to it. And, of course, then we could take the little bridge, the little pretend bridge over the railway tracks in case there's any inspectors here, you know. And it's just the most wonderful thing. And young children especially. I mean, Rebecca was just like, you know, she was just
wide-eyed.
Yeah, it's great to bring
home
with
kids. Should look at this fair through the eyes of, or you remember what it was like through your children's eyes.
Well, that's what it's like to go to a Saints game, because there's always entertainment, the greatest pillow fight, the largest pillow fight. This week we got, we have fireworks coming up. You guys are in the playoffs. How do you keep coming up with ideas year after year to wow us?
Hire great people, stay out of their way, and hog all the credit. It's no mistake why we have a pig as a mascot. You know, I can't get in front of you guys fast enough taking credit. The pillow fight, I did it about 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was terrible. We did it after the game. People put all kinds of things in the pillows, you know.
Oh.
It was not cool. Sierra Bailey says to me, our promo guy, she's 26, better than I ever thought about being. She goes, I know how to do it right, Mike. I said, careful, Sierra. I haven't signed the checks yet. She goes, I know how to do it right. And we had 8,000 people in this wonderful. It really is true. You just hire wonderful people and let them have their imagination, and marvelous things happen.
I love that.
The baseball is terrific, but going to a Saints game is an event.
Mm-hmm.
I liken it up there with, it's sort of the baseball equivalent of Hamilton. I mean, there's always something going on, including singing and cheering and applause
rapping.
And laughing and. So it's almost like theater with baseball thrown in.
Yeah, I don't want to have anybody play Burr in this particular one, but I mean, other than that.
True, good point.
But you know, it is what's really interesting to us is when my grandfather was with the Cubs 100 years ago, 35% of the audience loved baseball. They didn't care. And my dad then, of course, made his living in the same game, 35%. And in the Saints game, it holds true. 35% love baseball, don't care if you set yourself on fire. That leaves 65% of the people in the universe that want to be entertained. And if you show them what a great game it is, they come back.
How's it going this year? I mean, we know the team's doing well. Obviously, you guys are in the playoffs. But how's attendance been? How's the vibe there?
The attendance, I don't know what to do. Is this wood?
Well, sort of.
That's wood. I know that's wood.
That's
I know the difference.
Yes, it's pretend
you know,
wood.
We could set a record again. We have
amazing.
We have four dates left, and we're going to end up at 400,000+ for the fourth year. And it just proves that if you give people a fair-priced product,
right.
they
okay,
will always come out. And that's what's been the the key to this, as far as I'm concerned, and the cheap theatrics.
Well, and it's fun and entertaining, and the amazing new stadium. I mean, there's a lot to come out to see the Saints for.
Have there been any Bill Murray sightings this summer?
I called him. He's in Martha's Vineyard. You know, he's on tour with this poetry reading that's, like, been unbelievably successful. And I called him, and I said, you know, it'd be really nice if you'd come and hang out so we could go, you know, around town and wreak havoc. And he goes, how about the playoffs? And I said, okay, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you're on. So
he's coming in today?
No, he's
next
coming
week?
In next week for okay. the playoffs, which is...
You
sorry,
must
sorry,
knock
I keep
on that wood. That's
pardon
okay.
my back.
Mike, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but you must have a lot of amazing Bill Murray stories. I mean, he really is. Is he quiet and shy and withdrawn off camera, or is he the way we all know and love Bill Murray when the camera's off?
You know, the most wonderful thing about him is he's the same guy that he was 40 years ago when we were both trying to break into our respective businesses. He hasn't changed a lick. He drives himself everywhere. He has no entourage. He doesn't have an agent. He cuts his own deals. And most importantly, he's accessible. You know, that's what makes him, I think, such a beloved character. 10 years ago, I said to him, you got to move to Charleston because I'm lonely down there in the winter. I don't have any of my pals. They're all in Chicago and New York. So he moved down there, and we got a couple of restaurants, and we just hang around. But he's exactly what you see.
That's, you know, very cool.
And you know, some of these guys, you give them $1 million and they turn into a cretin, and you mention their name a couple times. He hasn't changed a lick.
That's good to know.
I'm happy to hear that.
I do have one problem with it.
Go ahead.
What?
Is we have a couple of Mustangs, and I had to give him my Mustang finally because everywhere I drove it, people go, why are you driving Bill's car? And I said, actually, this is a Ford. This is my car. I'm a Ford man. I finally said, you take it. I'll get another one.
So he's driving your Mustang.
Yeah. And telling everybody, you know, hey, I won this from Mike in a poker game. I don't even play poker.
This sounds promotional.
Oh,
maybe
boy.
Mustang giveaway at an upcoming Saints game. What do you think?
Mustang, sell it.
Yeah,
I like
there you
it.
Go.
The fans like that one. The fans like, we're going to vote for that. Okay, we'll lobby the marketing folks. They seem to know where it's at when it comes to the Saints and Mike Vec. Mike, we are out of time. We're so sorry. But, hey, this weekend fireworks at the Saints. Next weekend playoffs. We wish you only the best.
Playoff bound. Thank you so much. And we're right now practicing for the tug of war for Frazier's fundraiser. I want you to know. And we got some ringers this year.
Happening next weekend with WCCO TV.
That's right.
So thank you for being part of that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're
going to
be out there?
Yeah, I don't have a chance. I don't think our team has a chance.
Don't wear a white shirt.
No. No.
Mike Vec, you're the best. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Thanks
for
all the good
me.
Energy.
Thank
we love
you.
It. We love it. We love the Saints, too. It's also 3:19.
Yes.
Let's talk movies when we return. Tim Lammers is out here with us live in person. We're going to talk about what's going on this weekend movie-wise.
Tim Lammers movie review brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorney, seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Always great chatting with Tim, even better in the flesh, face-to-face. Thanks for joining us at the
fair. Thank you very much, Paul. You know, it's interesting. I know Jordana. I've met her before, but when I came here, Paul looked at me like, security!
You're doing it!
Because we only talk on the phone. It's
we
hard
only
to
talk.
Know.
Yeah, it's
I
great
no
to
idea
see
what
you
look
both
like,
live.
But glad to see you here.
So Tim says this weekend there are no new movies.
Yeah, there are a couple smaller releases. Operation Finale with Ben Kingsley. It's a sort of movie that will make a little bit of money, but not a big blockbuster weekend. You know, kids are going back to school. Parents are out shopping last minute.
At the fair.
At the state fair. They'd rather be here than the theater. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, traditionally the slowest, but it'll start picking up again next week when The Nun comes out in theaters, and that's a scary movie.
Beginning of horror season before Halloween.
Absolutely.
But we decided to do Tim's top three of the summer. So in descending order, whoever's back at the station, I think it's Hammer. Craig, could you play number three?
We should be working this weekend, Robin.
But I promised my wife and daughter I'd take them away this weekend.
All hands on deck.
What to do, what to do, what to do.
What to do indeed.
Pooh?
Christopher Robin.
Why are you here?
Oh, yes, I need your help. I've lost all of my friends.
That good, huh?
You
top three.
Recognize that voice, of course.
Of course.
Absolutely. Christopher Robin, yeah, great family movie. Of course, it's built-in nostalgia for us. The younger kids, I'm a little worried because they've grown up with different characters and all the channels and streaming and all that. But for us, growing up with the books, growing up with the animated movies, this was an absolute treat. Again, it's live action, which is interesting. But you still have CGI with Winnie the Pooh, and you swear this bear has come to life. And, of course, it's a story of the adult Christopher Robin. And it's entertaining, yet it makes you take pause and take stock in your life as an adult and deal with the adult things like Christopher Robin has to deal with.
I love that. And the voices. They're the original voices. So
right,
it really takes
right,
us
yeah,
back.
Yeah, Jim Cummings is amazing. The voice of Winnie the Pooh. I mean, mm-hmm. It would be a shame if they would have had anybody else. But he does voice of Winnie the Pooh and Tigger. But you have a new person with Brad Garrett as Eeyore, which is always fun.
But he's kind of the personification of Eeyore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's just really, I think, one of the best movies of the summer, obviously, but certainly the best family movie.
And grown-ups will enjoy this maybe even more than their kids, it sounds like.
You know, I think so. I mean, just because, especially if you grew up with Winnie the Pooh, so, you know, and I think a lot of us did. So, there's that nostalgia factor. And hopefully this is going to be a great reintroduction of the character to not only us, but now we can pass that along to our children as well and their children as well. So
waiting for Winnie the Pooh to become the
it's
next
a
Marvel.
It's a Winnie the Pooh renaissance. Oh.
Marvel superhero with a cape. Okay. Moving along. Hey, Hammer, play number two.
Help me bring supers back into the sunlight. We need to change people's perceptions about superheroes. And Elastigirl is our best play.
Better than me?
Whoa! I like Mom's new job! Bye, sweetie.
I'll watch the kids, no problem.
I loved this movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie. The movie is Incredibles,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we loved it.
What's amazing to me is the story picks up literally a minute after the first one ended back in 2004. Yet, you don't feel like any time has passed, which is amazing.
Yes, but it's been 14 years.
It's been
so
14
it's about time.
Years.
Thank
yeah.
you very much.
I hope they don't make us wait till, whatever.
So my kids have kids.
2032 until the third one. But, yeah, again, a great family film. It's a superhero film, but it's one, again, that a generation grew up with, you know, in 2004. So we love it. New people coming down the pike have loved it. They got the DVDs, the Blu-rays, et cetera. And
it was
the
girl
animation
power.
Is stunning. Yes,
and it was all girl power.
Absolutely.
All three of my kids, they're nodding in the audience. Yeah. All three of my kids noticed how the mom was the superhero and the dad had to stay home and change diapers and figure out how to make lunches. All three of my kids noticed that.
And this is one... not the baby is not ordinary, Jack.
He
is a handful. So, yeah, it's a great role reversal sort of movie. And, it was just terrific all around.
All right. And coming in at number one.
I ain't letting Cable get to him. But I can't do this alone. We need backup. We're going to form a super duper group.
It's time to get back on LinkedIn.
Meet Bedlam. My name's Shatterstar.
Domino. I'm Lucky.
Luck isn't a superpower.
And certainly not very cinematic.
Yes, it is.
Let's meet in the middle and say no, it isn't.
Of course, we're talking about Deadpool 2. And I love the self-deprecating humor, too.
You know, and that's really what makes it great. And I don't think there's anybody out there than Ryan Reynolds that does it better. It's an R-rated movie. But after two family-friendly movies, keep your kids far away from this one. This one is available on home video. It's going to be a smash. I'm surprised if it actually contends for certain awards in award season. Yeah, because it's so inventive. And for a sequel, I think it's just as good, if not better, than the original.
Do we have to watch the original to enjoy this one?
I think that always is helpful because this character, the first one's a great origins movie. You have to find out why he is the way he is.
Okay.
So see that first one. See the second one on home video. I think it's, again, I like it because it's different. It's a different sort of take on the superhero genre. And we need that because I think things could get, they can get stale real fast otherwise if we see the same plot over and over and over again.
Hey, Tim, the other two, Incredibles 2 and Christopher Robin, Can I see this on Amazon Video? Where can people watch these?
Yeah,
now?
Well, you know, obviously because they came out earlier in the summer, you're within the next month or two, you'll be able to get it on streaming and then after that on Blu-ray. But believe me, they're going to want to put these things out early enough because of the holiday shopping season. People are going to want these as stocking stuffers or whatever. So it should be relatively soon.
Awesome.
Even though there were no new movies, Tim Lammers still had to work. Thank you for coming into work today.
It's my pleasure, and good to see you both. You don't have to call security, Paul.
Oh, they're coming.
I'm legit.
They're coming.
And by the way, Tim's other top five, to round out the top five, he has Mission Impossible Fallout as number four, and he has Ant-Man and the Wasp as
right.
number five.
Yeah. And again, that's an irreverent superhero movie. Yep. I love it. I just want things to be different, and
awesome.
You definitely get it with that film.
Let's have a round of applause for Tim Lammers. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you very much. Good to see you guys.
Tim's visit is always brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant is at personalinjury.com. Paul, you have the script
Minnesota
in front of you. Help
personal,
me out.
I'm sorry. I thought you were doing this from memory.
Memory, yes,
very
from
impressed.
Memory.
MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's
you
where you go to learn more about Bradshaw and Bryant.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir. Huh? I appreciate it. Tim Lammers, a pleasure.
All right.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you
it's
very
3:31.
Much.
Randy Shaver is in the house. He will join us on the patio on CCO.
Radio.com.
Paul and Jordana back with you at the fair. Somebody once said you should do stuff that scares you. Get out of your bubble, try new things. I'm doing that by working with Jordana
yeah.
every day on the
that's
radio.
That's actually the truth. Yes, that's true. I do frighten him.
And a dear friend of mine who I've known for, God, the better part of 35 years, Randy Shaver. Lead anchor at Care 11, saw you rise up through sports and tackle new challenges and do very, very well in the process.
I appreciate it.
Randy,
that.
Thanks for joining us today.
No problem. How are you, Paul?
I'm okay, you know, one day at a time. I know you had a tough diagnosis. When did you learn of this?
I found out Monday.
On Monday of
really?
This week?
Really? On Monday. You yeah. found out on Monday, and then you shared with us.
I did. I, you know, it's been kind of an ongoing process for the last year. All men can identify when you're a certain age and you get tested for PSA, that if it rises and falls, you have all sorts of worries about that, and that's what happened with me. And then came back from a vacation in July, and my PSA was up, and it shouldn't have been. And my doctor said, "Okay, we're done with the dance. We need to go find out what's going on." And long story short, diagnosed with prostate cancer on Monday. So,
stage one?
Stage two right now, okay. But I found out some news yesterday that concerns me. It's not totally encapsulated with the prostate. It's a little bit outside of the prostate, which when that happens, that's cause for concern only because it could float somewhere else. It hasn't at this point, to my knowledge, but that's why I think I'm going the surgery route in October, because I just don't want to mess around. So.
Absolutely.
But it's a shock. As,
yeah.
as I said to you, I was mad. I was mad Monday.
And it was, what, 20 years ago?
20 years, almost 20 years to the...
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was Hodgkin's.
Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yeah.
And you beat that. You've yeah. raised, what, like $6 million
actually,
for cancer
over,
research?
Over that, which is great. That's just
that's
to the
amazing.
You. And yeah. Yeah, you know, it's just... you know Dave Wildermuth.
Yeah,
Dave Wildermuth called me and he said, "I just want to shake God's lapel and say, can't you see what I'm doing down here?" kind of a deal.
Yeah,
I never said why me the first time, but I did say it on Monday because I was just caught off guard and not happy, and having to go through that process again is I'm not looking forward to it.
So there's going to be surgery. And then
yep.
some chemo afterwards?
I don't think so. I hope not.
Okay.
I think the surgery hopefully will do the trick. So,
now, did your doctor say because the PSA test notified you
well,
that is a better diagnosis?
Well, the PSA is not an accurate test,
okay.
but it's all that they have. And so when it bounces around like mine did, and it's not super high, but it was enough to set off my doctor's
sure.
red flags. And he basically said, as I said, we're done doing the dance.
Yeah.
We got to figure out what this is and if
yeah.
it's something. And it's they do a huge MRI scan,
mm-hmm.
before they get invasive. Mm-hmm. And that showed a couple of spots. And then after that, I had the very unpleasant biopsy last Thursday, which is why I missed the state fair on Thursday. And that showed some results as well. So that's where I am right now.
And there's been a huge outpouring.
There has been.
Across the state, across the country, people reaching out, offering their support.
Yeah.
And God knows you have a lot of fans out there, Randy.
Well, I appreciate that.
How is this different than a couple of decades ago? How do you go into this with a different mindset? Maybe more knowledgeable, maybe...
Well, that's why I'm mad, Jordan.
Yeah, I know,
because Randy. I know. You know, if I didn't know, it'd be one thing. But I know. I've been there. You know, last time it was 5 months of chemo and a month of radiation. And it was, you know, I was at work. I looked like hell. But, you know, this is different. This is not going to be that kind of protocol. It's hopefully going to be a one and done mm-hmm. with the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But this is new territory. You know, again, anytime you talk about cancer, it's, mm-hmm. you know, you got to take it serious. And as I've told people before, it's cancer is a full-time job. You know, you got to take it serious. Everything else, you know, filters to the bottom, and the things that are important filter to the top. And so you have to take it serious. So that's kind of where I am. But as far as treatment goes, it's totally different.
It's totally different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How is Roseanne doing?
Oh, that's a million-dollar question. She's hanging in. You know, this is, we were all kind of a puddle on Monday. But since Monday, we've kind of starting to wrap our head around it. And for her, you know, she runs our charity, and so she's in the front lines of all of this, and she gets phone calls all the time. Paul, I need a doc. Something's, you know, can you recommend somebody? She's kind of been a liaison for a lot of people. So she became my liaison. You know, what do I do? Where do I go? And so that's how we ended up where we're at. But, yeah, it's personal. You know, anybody's been through it's a personal deal. So.
Yet, I mean, you just found out on Monday, and then you went public with it. I mean, that's how we learned about it, your public announcement.
I saw
that
your tweet.
That made you still vulnerable.
And I did a triple take. Yeah. I said, this can't possibly be real.
Well, here's the thing. If I'm going to be the person that I am, if I'm going to be open about what I do, if I'm going to be an advocate for cancer patients and research and that kind of thing, then I can't lie to myself mm-hmm. and lie to people or hide it or whatever. And prostate cancer is such a personal thing for men. It's hard to talk about.
Right.
It's got connotations that makes it difficult. And, you know, I just felt like, and first, because I missed the state fair on Thursday, the red flags in the station went up like, what's going on? Missed the state fair. We never miss the state fair.
You're not allowed.
You're not allowed.
You're not
and
allowed.
So I just knew that once I told the people that I wanted to personally tell, which is what I spent most of the day doing, then I said, you know what, I'm going to put it out there. And, of course, when I put it out there, it was crazy. So.
Randy, I get an annual physical, and
good
I think a lot of older men get an annual physical.
Every man should get an annual physical.
With the blood test and the PSA,
absolutely.
And you track the PSA, and the doctor puts the glove on, and that's unpleasant for the better part of 15 seconds, although we just get a small taste of what what women have to deal with.
Yep.
But what advice would you have for anybody listening now in terms of screening? And trying to get out ahead of this. You got to go in. And don't you have to make it a yearly thing?
You do. I mean, a physical should be a yearly thing. If you have prostate cancer or any kind of cancer in your family, colon cancer, you need to get a colonoscopy. More than every 10 years, it should be every 5 years. The bottom line is you just need to be proactive. You know, I have an African-American friend, male, who's just diagnosed and went through all this in October. The demographic for African-American men is higher for prostate cancer, which I didn't know.
I did not know that either.
And so, I mean, you just have to be proactive, and you got to listen to your docs. And I think men, we're stupid. You know, the first time around when I was sick, I put off going to the doctor for months.
Yeah.
I mean months, because I made up every excuse in the world why I didn't feel well, why I had night sweats, and it could have been disastrous had my wife not hit me over the head with a bat and said, get to the doctor. And that's the best advice I can give is, you know, it doesn't matter what your age. Cancer doesn't care who you are, and it doesn't care who you love. It just doesn't. And so you have to be proactive. So hopefully that message gets out there.
Yeah. And I think I really commend you for talking about it, because that day when you came forward,
right,
maybe somebody else was on the fence or using an excuse to not get their right test. And even today, I know it's 2018, but right, when people talk about it, they go, cancer.
Right.
And that's, it shouldn't be like that anymore. That was our grandparents, right, and before them, where nobody talked about it. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's something that people need to know that the great Randy Shaver has, so it could happen to you also, right, and they need to get to the doctor. So I'm so glad that you're so public with it.
Well, I appreciate that. I think that people should also be encouraged, though, because we've come a long, long way in 20 years. The regiment that I got back in 1998 is basically kind of the same, but they have discovered other ways to fight cancer that's less intrusive. The side effects are less. You can live your life easier. Even in prostate cancer diagnosis and protocol, they've come a long way. So, you know, cancer is, it's a scary word, and it should be,
mm-hmm,
but it's not the end all, and all you need is to connect with the right people and get the right doc and, you know, be diligent about what you're doing. So,
well, you're certainly in our thoughts and in our prayers, and know you got a lot of people who love you and are holding you up, and you're going to lick this too, Randy.
I think you need a new slogan.
Well, the slogan is
two for two.
The slogan is two for
That's
two.
That's right.
I don't know why it sounds like a sports analogy to me.
I like it.
Put it out there on Monday, and that's kind of what we're going with.
So. Can you drop, what's the website again if people want to learn more about what you and Roseanne are doing to raise money for cancer research?
The website is randyshavercancerfund.org, and we do a lot of different events throughout the year to raise money. 92 cents of every dollar we raise goes to the charity.
That's great.
I don't know too many charities that can say
great.
That.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Really good.
And we support cancer researchers at the University of Minnesota, UMD, the Mayo Clinic, and we support patient aid projects across the state of Minnesota.
And if you call, Roseanne will help you find the proper person to get in touch with.
Well, she's been that liaison for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's personal for her.
Yeah.
We'll keep you guys in our prayers and speaking on behalf.
You haven't aged a day.
Oh, God.
Doesn't he look great?
Not a day.
Yeah. Lori keeps him young.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Are you sleeping in like a Tupperware, or what are you doing?
In one of those Michael Jackson air chambers.
Exactly.
I think that's an egg pod.
Just 8 hours of sleep and working out and trying to eat well. But, one day at a time. I think what you said was eloquent and right on the money, that it doesn't discriminate.
It does not.
All of us know people or family that have been impacted by this. But early detection.
Right.
Being proactive, going on offense and not playing defense.
That's correct.
That can make all the difference.
Well, and I'll say this about prostate cancer. If you have symptoms of prostate cancer, it's too late. You're too late to the game. Prostate cancer is the thing you want to find early. So
good
if
advice.
You're not getting checked and you've been told you have prostate cancer, your battle ahead is going to be a heck of a lot tougher than something I'm facing, which I caught it early.
Right.
And
good
that's good advice to live by, I think.
Lots of love on the text line, Randy. Everybody's wishing you the best.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Randy Shaver, thank you.
Good to see you guys.
They love you. That hasn't changed, and it won't change.
Well,
thanks, Randy.
You bet. Thanks, Paul.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.